Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I am Dana K. White. I share my personal deslobification process as I figure out ways to keep my own home under control. I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people, people who don't love cleaning and organizing. Thanks for joining me today. This is podcast number 374. Let me just double check that to make sure that it really is podcast number 374, right? Yes, it is. Okay. And I think I'm going to call it Making Decluttering Part of Everyday Life. So I'm talking to Emma. Emma has a lovely British accent, which I just enjoy talking to and listening to. But Emma is a kindred spirit. If you'd like to know more about being one of our Patreon members, that's what we call them. Kindred spirits, you can go to patreon.com/aslobcomesclean. But Emma, I've seen her just make so much huge progress in her home. So we do these monthly Zoom or almost monthly Zoom calls where everybody shares their wins or something that they've realized, you know, some kind of positive experience in the realm of decluttering and home stuff from the past month. And I mean, Emma would just come and say, okay, this is the progress that I've made. And then this is the progress that I made. And so she has really just changed her home. And it's been super exciting to watch and to be a part of, honestly. And so a lot of what we're talking about, you know, we talk about several things, like what do you do when you've reached your clutter threshold, but you kind of like, should I do more? Do I keep going? How to deal with storing items of a loved one. And I think this kind of has to do, well, we'll talk about it in the thing, but of like, okay, I've actually got places for everything. So what do I do with this thing that's just kind of a you know, like, what do I do with it? You know, and she's in a difficult situation there. And just how to fit decluttering and maintenance and cleaning in during the week when working full time. So she works full time outside her home. And I also love it because she shares how she has implemented the 5-minute pickup and decluttering strategies with her classroom. She is a teacher. So it is super fun to hear how she's made that work and just the impact that it's had, not only on her students, but just on, you know, other people in the school as well. So I think you're going to love this session. Enjoy her accent and our conversation. All right, here you go. Emma, thank you so much for being on here. So tell us a little bit about you. Like, what is your unique life situation?
Okay, so I live alone. I bought this house last year. I've lived in it for about 8 years, but it's just me and the cat. I am a teacher. I work in a secondary school, England, obviously. Yeah, and I have my family, some here, some in Canada. It's a bit, yeah, it's just me.
Does family live nearby?
Yeah, I'm about 20 minutes away, so not far.
Okay. Yeah. Well, cool. And you said England, obviously.
Yeah.
You have the most lovely accent. So
thanks.
I love it. I love it when you're able to be there for our kindred spirit calls.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right. So let's talk about what's working well for you in your home or honestly in your classroom, because I know you've shared some of that in the past and I want to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing that's worked for me and got me kind of started on everything was the do the dishes. Doing the dishes kicked everything off.
Right.
So I had a major problem with washing up. I couldn't do it. I just left everything to pile up. I have a dishwasher and I still couldn't do it. So making sure it got done changed the way I viewed my kitchen, changed the way I viewed my house, meant that I put the effort in to make the difference. And it's a massive difference.
So you're saying, like, do you feel like it was a mental change as far as like how you viewed things as well as the physical change that was happening because dishes were done?
Yep. I've struggled with depression a lot. So having one little thing to focus on meant that I did that. And then I went, oh, well, while I'm putting the dishes away, I'll start tidying the kitchen. Then, oh, the kitchen's tidy, but my living room's a mess. Let's go sort out the living room. And it just, it changed the way I viewed things, changed the way I wanted things to be, and found the energy to do it. So
I love that. I love that. I think there's just something about that visual progress. And sometimes I feel like when you're used to seeing dirty dishes, it's hard to know the visual impact that it's going to make for them to not be there.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not one to be like, oh, that's a beautiful empty sink. Like, I'd always kind of thought people who said stuff like that were, you know, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But it is like, it's not so much that I love the sink. It's that I love the absence of dishes and what that represents, that like, okay, I'm already that far ahead in things.
Exactly. That's exactly it. It was the lack of dishes, not the emptiness of the sink and the side. It was, And it just made a big difference.
So, love it.
Yeah.
So tell me something else that's working well for you.
The other big one, which is the one that's not just at home, is the 5-minute pickup. So that helped me do the rest of the house and start making the progress. And then this year I got my own classroom for the first time because of COVID and things. We'd been doing lots of weird classroom things. And I was thinking over summer, how am I going to keep my classroom organized? And the answer was make the kids do it. Do the 5-minute pickup. Tweak.
So how does that work? Like, tell us how the process goes.
And so we leave 5 minutes at the end of the lesson. They have 5 steps to do. First one is pick up the trash, you know, because that's what you have to do. They get stuff all over the floor. So they just pick it up, put it in the bin. Then it's books away. Then it's equipment away. Grab your coat and bag, stand in silence behind your chair. That's it. Every lesson, every year group, every child participates, and they're responsible for keeping their part of the classroom tidy.
I love it. So what was their reaction when you said this is what you were going to do?
Because I implemented it from day one, they kind of got it, and they know me, and I've always been quite rigid in my classroom anyway, and I have set routines for things. It's just part of who I am. The kids kind of went, okay, cool. And now I get, Miss, are we doing the 5-minute pickup? And I'm like, yes, we are. Or sometimes we've run over, so I go 3-minute pickup, and they do it all quicker. And it just...
That's great.
Yeah. So as long as I say the words pickup, they know exactly what they're doing. And we've got posters up with like the routines, so they remember what they're to do next. And new children to the school get along with it really quickly as well. They've implemented it in other teachers' classrooms too.
Oh, I love it.
That's the weird thing. They've taken it from my classroom and gone, Mace, we need to do a 5-minute pickup. And I'm getting all these questions. And I'm like, yeah, so go listen to Dana K. White. You'll get it.
Well, I do think, though, that they've got to appreciate that. Like, instead of it feeling like, I think sometimes when you think I'm going to implement this thing, are they teenagers? Is that what you said?
11 to 16.
Okay. So anybody, as you know, when you bring something new up to teenagers, you kind of are like bracing yourself, right, for their reaction a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
But it sounds like, I mean, I can imagine for myself, it's like, okay, this is a reset time. This is I'm not going to be rushing out of the classroom. I'm going to know for sure I've got what I need. I've put it away. Even that, I would think, would like carry over into when they're at home and they have to go through things. You know, I know with my own kids, sometimes it's like, I feel like they had something and they sometimes would get confused about what their assignment was because the bell rang and then they shoved everything in there, where this is kind of like a very purposeful time. I would think that would be educationally very helpful as well.
It's really good because at the end of the lesson, when they're all stood behind their chairs in silence, it gives me a chance to just kind of recap anything that needs recapping, any reminders for the next lesson, or go, oh, by the way, your homework's due next week. Make sure it's done. It gives me that quick chance. And then I get to say goodbye, have a lovely day, out you go, quietly, one row at a time when the bell goes. And it's a nice end.
Yes.
So it wraps it nicely.
Well, and I'm assuming teenagers are always going to remind you that class is over 5 minutes before.
They do, actually. They have. They've started looking at the clock and like, it's 5 minutes. I'm like, I am aware because my watch has vibrated on my wrist, but you need to finish that and then start the 5-minute pickup or whatever.
I love it. That's great. So what do you teach?
Science and maths.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and the 5-minute pickup in your home as well.
Yeah. So I do it at home when I think about it, or occasionally I'll be sat on the sofa and go, oh, there's a cup over there. Let's go do that. And that spirals into a 5-minute pickup where I just tell Alexa to remind me in 5 minutes to stop. And she does. And it's wonderful.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that works. I am so excited about my new digital picture frame from Aura. It is beautiful and it solves clutter problems. One frame that rotates, so it lets me display lots of photos. There's a new photo every 10 minutes. I am seriously delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. Mom, I hope you're not listening because you are also getting an Aura frame for Mother's Day. I am going to customize the gift by preloading photos onto the frame. There's a super simple app that I can share with the whole family so they can add photos to my mom's frame too, anytime from wherever they are around the globe. I use the Aura app and I had everything set up for my frame in 2 minutes. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. It's a little bit scary to send your kids out on their own into the big wide world. As mine head into their next adventures, I definitely think through whether I've prepared them for all the things that are going to come their way. Do they know how to manage money? Do they know how to budget? What about investing for the future? Greenlight can help your children get ready. Their debit card and money app is made for families. With instant money transfers, you can send your kid a recurring allowance to their Greenlight debit card. It truly is so easy to use and customize to fit your family's needs. It's great to have someone else backing up mom and dad when it comes to the money talk. And Greenlight plays that role. Your kids will be able to build financial literacy and independence by learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. The Greenlight app also comes with a game that teaches financial literacy. Level Up helps kids build money confidence through videos, challenges, mini games, and more. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/clean. That's greenlight.com/clean to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/clean. Y'all know how much I love summer, and summer's coming. I definitely like to get a few new fun summertime pieces. So I really try to follow my one in, one out rule in my closet. I especially love to replace worn out pieces of clothing with high quality pieces that I know I will love for the long haul. On the Quince website, I searched for wide leg pants to have something cool and comfy for summer travel. And I found the perfect navy pair in European linen that were less than $40. That's really the best part. Quince items are all priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they partner directly with top factories. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. I love that. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/clean for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/clean to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/clean. Okay, so let's talk about some of the situations that you would like to discuss.
Okay, so like I said, doing the dishes kicked off a big thing. And over last summer, particularly, I did a massive declutter. And I mean, huge. It was ridiculous. And now I think I'm at my clutter threshold. Like, everything's tidy. It's pretty much always tidy. A 5-minute pickup does reset most of my house.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. But I keep decluttering. And it is getting to the point where some family and friends have gone, are you getting rid of too much stuff? And I don't know when you know to stop, or if there's a particular point, because I know I'm under my clutter threshold. And sometimes I go, okay, that's enough. And then other times I'm like, yeah, but I could just get rid of this thing. And it's,
yeah, I you know, it's funny to me. I have never experienced this. And yet I've had this question quite a bit. I feel like lately, especially, and maybe that means people are really making huge progress. So first of all, congratulations on all that you've done. Like, that is so exciting to be under your clutter threshold, for your house to be so easily maintainable and all of that. I do think that It could be that decluttering has almost turned into a hobby or an obsession, right?
Maybe, okay. Yeah.
And the number one thing you should do is still listen to all of my podcasts and all of, no, I'm just kidding.
Do that anyway.
Yeah. But I do feel like that in these situations, give yourself some time to enjoy what you've achieved. Do you see what I'm saying? So I'm not going to say, oh, stop decluttering. I'm not going to say that because first of all, you're going to have to declutter continually for the rest of your life. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm also not going to say that it isn't possible that you could go too far, you know, I mean, like, you know, like, or that it couldn't become an obsession or something that you need to, you know, be aware of. So I'm not going to say, but I am going to say, if you feel like you're at your clutter threshold, enjoy it for a while. Say, I am going to, like, what was the reason that I started decluttering in the first place? What's the thing that you have achieved that you were hoping to achieve when you got your house under control?
I can let people in.
Yeah.
That was a big thing for me. I never let people in my house. And I've had Christmas party this year for my work colleagues. I've had friends come over, not unannounced, but unexpectedly at short notice. The rest of my life has been a bit different. And that was really cool too, because I started seeing someone new. They could come in without me worrying about it. It's opened up my life in so many ways, but I'm still kind of going, but I need to do more.
So enjoy that. Like, give yourself a break and say, the whole reason that I did this was to be able to let people into my home. I can now do that. I have achieved that. I acknowledge that I'm going to always have to keep getting rid of stuff. That's just life. But I'm going to put my energy and my focus into, okay, this was what I wanted to do. I'm going to enjoy this for a while. You know, I'm not going to tell you, oh, come up with all these new ideas. But if you've always wanted to host a book club, you know, say, okay, I'm going to put that on the calendar. And then I can put some of that energy that I've been using on decluttering into, you know, oh, I've always wanted to have a book club. And I pictured myself making, you know, cucumber sandwiches or whatever. I'm sorry. I should.
It's fine. It's fun.
But, you know, do y'all make cucumber sandwiches?
I don't really like them. I have tuna, but, you know.
Okay. I'm going to make tuna sandwiches or whatever. But, you know, like I'm going to try out new recipes and stuff, because sometimes, you know, it's kind of like I think about with myself. I had my eBay obsession, right? Mm-hmm. And I do think maybe that some of us with clutter issues tend to have obsessive personalities. I am not diagnosing that. I am not a mental health professional, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
I see things, okay, in myself and in others that I help. But, you know, I was super obsessed with eBay, got completely out of control, hurt my home completely, you know, by all the stuff I was bringing in. Then I got super obsessed with coupons, right? Like, I was that person back in, I guess it's probably 2008. And I don't know how it was where you are in England, but here in the US, at least as far as I knew, I'm sure there are people who had nothing to do with it. But I mean, I was into coupons, and it was like something that consumed me. And then I got into, you know, blogging, and through that decluttering, but more into, you know, the thing that was obsessive to me was the blogging and the business building. Right. So I get it. So it's kind of like, okay, it's possible that you've thrown yourself into decluttering and you're like, oh, well, what do I do with that energy now that I'm kind of there at the clutter threshold? So it's like, let's find some things that you kind of had dreamed of doing that you weren't able to do because your house wasn't allowing that. Now that you're able to do that, okay, I'm going to, you know, I don't want to say take on a new hobby, but I'm going to do some of these things. You know what I mean? Yeah. Are there any things you can think of that brings to mind?
Not especially at the minute, but I can think about it and see what comes up, because I've always just been focused on letting friends and family in.
Yes.
Because I've kept them out for so long.
Yeah.
So, like, I was supposed to have a friend come over this weekend because it's Easter weekend. And she's had to cancel, unfortunately, but everything was ready. Like, I didn't have to do any prep. So that was really cool. Just going, yeah, come over. It's fine. Yeah, it's
that's
fine.
So great. Well, and people desperately need that. They need a place to go. They need to be invited, yeah. You know, so I guess my thing, enjoy it for a while. Like tell yourself, this is my goal for the next month or two, is to enjoy, maintain, you know, by doing the 5-minute pickups and all that. If, of course, if something comes along that I realize I don't need, it doesn't have a place, I'm going to get rid of it. But my goal is to enjoy it and see what it is that I can do now because of the work that I've done. I don't know if that's helpful or not, but
it is, though. It's just redirecting the energy. It is kind of I need something. And that was my big thing. And now we'll find something else. It'll be cool.
Yeah. Well, and it's a different question because I also get another version of this question, which I think I would not answer this way. And that is from people who say, I've already decluttered so much. At what point do I stop? Well, that could mean you've decluttered so much, but there's still so much more to go. Do you know what I mean? But it sounds like in your case, because you're specifically talking about your clutter threshold, that you kind of are there. So
yeah, I think so. Very, very sure I am. Which is great.
Well, and another thought on that too is, your house looks lovely from what I can see. For me, one of the things was then focusing a little more, not a lot, on decorating.
Yeah, I've done all except one room in this house since I bought it. So we're there with the decorating. This room was just done 6 weeks ago.
So. Oh, that's so great. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you're good. You just need to have a little fun. That's bad.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay. So what's your second thing you want to talk about?
Okay. This one's slightly less kind of cheerful, but it's important. My grandmother has dementia and she's in a facility looking after her. And in her will, I will get all of her jewelry, except the stuff she's wearing at the moment. I have it currently in my house and I don't know what to do with it. It's currently in the jewelry box from her house and in a cupboard. But it feels like maybe displaying it or something would be good. And I know this isn't quite decluttering, but it's there. And it's like, maybe pull out the pieces I want. What do I do with the rest of it? If you see what I mean? Because it's like, when do you do that? Because she's still here, but she's not. But she is.
Yeah, that's really, really hard. I mean, it's about so much more than the jewelry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about the relationship. It's about the grieving process. It's about family. I mean, you know, I don't think there's a definite answer for this. I would talk about it with your family.
Okay.
You know, maybe ask them, because the issue with that is you're going to have, if you have five people in the family who all feel close to her, they're going to be at five different points in this whole process for themselves. So there are going to be some who are like, Nope. She's never going to, you know, and so I'm going to get, and then there are going to be some who would be horrified that you even brought it up, you know, so just carefully, you know, talking about just the reality of the situation, you know, as we help her and things like, hey, I'm just asking, what are you doing with the things that have come into your possession from this? You know, like it feels strange, but at the same time, knowing that you are at your clutter threshold, which means that those things do have a space.
Yeah.
Which is part of this, you know, it's like, these are real life, difficult situations that happen where there is no perfect answer and you might need to either for family harmony or for your own, you know, how you feel about it, you might need to just let it wait for a while before you make these hard decisions. There isn't that sense of urgency because it has a place to be in your home because of all the work. So it's like you did all that work to allow for these real life, difficult, sticky situations to have a place, you know, where the problem would be if you hadn't done all of that decluttering and it was like one more thing that you felt like it was just going to like make it impossible to keep your house under control. But as it is, you've given it a place.
Yeah, they have a place. It's just, I didn't know if it was the right place, if you know what I mean. It's, yeah, it's just, it's one of those things. It's, I just thought I'd ask because.
Yeah.
Your advice is always welcome. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I would, you know, if it was me in that same situation, I'll tell you, I would talk to my mom and I would talk to my aunt and the two of them would have very different ways of looking at things. But I would talk to both of them and then kind of come up with an in-between. That would be my personal situation. And you don't know my mom or my aunt, but you know, that's kind of how I'm looking at it is like, yeah. Because what you don't want to do is hurt someone by what you've done with it, you know?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. No, that helps. I might have to go have a conversation and then figure out what to do with that.
Yeah.
Because some of it will be decluttered. It just will. It's right. Nothing that anyone wants, but it's when do we do that?
Right. And you know,
yeah.
If it has a place to be, then that might be in 5 years, 10 years or something, but you've given it a place. It's not making it difficult to live your right now life. That would be a different story that we'd be talking about. But even in that situation, if you did have a ton of stuff, if it was making it hard to live your right now life, I would still tell you to go with the non-sentimental stuff before you ever made that decision. So sorry, I couldn't solve that one.
It's okay. I didn't expect you to solve it, but you've given me something else to think about, a new way to think about it. So that's really helpful.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right. How else can I totally just...
Okay. So like I said, I'm a teacher, which means I work a lot, especially during term time. Holidays like now, not quite so much, but still working. But I'm really struggling with fitting in like the cleaning and the decluttering around work. So I get in, I'm tired, I have to eat, I have to do planning and marking and all of that. And then I have to keep on top of the house. And I know you've mentioned having like days for things in the past. That doesn't really work for me. And I don't know how to find something that does.
Okay.
I tend to keep it for weekends and school holidays and like blitz things. And then we slide and
Yeah. So how do you fit decluttering in? Well, you've already decluttered so much that at this point, it might be a when I change over my seasonal wardrobe, then that's my trigger too. I'm going to also go through the house and declutter some things, you know, declutter so that I'm making sure that I'm consistently decluttering. Maybe it's I do take advantage of that, you know, week between Christmas and New Year, where the whole entire world goes decluttering crazy. And I'm like, okay, that I'm going to methodically go through my house, because you may be at the point where you could do 2 days. There's a snowstorm. Do y'all have snowstorms there? Okay.
We're lucky if we get a light covering of snow.
But you know, there's whatever reason. Yeah. That I'm stuck inside or I'm at home for a couple of days. And so I can now, you know, maybe you're now one of those people who can be like, oh, okay, I decluttered and I'm done. You know, like, I still don't think I'll ever be that person, but you know, like maybe you're at that point where you can do that. So putting in the, if you kind of go, wait a minute, I'm going to take a break from the constant decluttering, that may free up some time, right? Okay. And then and you're keeping your dishes done, you're doing 5 minute pickups. So hopefully at the points where it's cleaning, it's just cleaning, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, it's like, okay, I am going to, I'm going to clean for 2 hours. I don't want to do it all on Saturday, but if I have to do it on Saturday, I'll do it on Saturday. Okay. And when you say, I'm going to clean for 2 hours, knowing that my visible spaces are priority, bathrooms, you know, kitchen floor or whatever it is that needs to be done, you know, every single week, or every other week, whatever. But I'm going to do 2 hours on Saturday. And because I'm going to do that, then it can kind of be like, you know how like once you get a dishes finish line, where you're like, okay, I'm doing the dishes every single day. So somehow knowing that I'm going to get them done every day makes me motivated to do one little dish. Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, I have to get it done anyway at some point today. Or, you know, I found that after dinner is my time. So I'm going to do this really quick so that that's less to do during that time. So it's kind of like, I'm going to clean for 2 hours on Saturday, or I'm going to clean for an hour, depending on how big your space is. I'm going to do that. I'm going to just do what I can in that. So, you know, I'm going to do an hour. And so that means I am going to spend 20 minutes on the bathroom or bathrooms. I am going to spend 20 minutes on the kitchen, and then I'm going to do what I, you know, vacuum and dust what I can for 20 minutes. And so as you do that, then it's like, okay, I am going to, I mean, this is just me talking, right? You do whatever you want. But like on Monday night, I'm like, oh, but you know what? If I will do this now, I don't have to do that on Saturday. Or wait, if I will go ahead and quickly wipe down the bathrooms, that is 20 minutes less that I have to do on Saturday. Like there's something about having that, like giving yourself, like, I'm going to have it happen once in a week or every 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
You know, the reason I say every 2 weeks is like, I have a cleaner come and she cleans the bathrooms every 2 weeks. And you can be confident I do not do it myself on the other week. I'm like, you know what? 2 weeks is fine. It's great. Right. I mean, if a mess happens or whatever, of course we clean that up, but yeah. So there's just something though about that. It's like, this is when this is going to happen. So now it's strange how I'm motivated to get this done to make it easier when it has to happen. Does that make any sense? I feel like I'm rambling and
no, it makes a lot of sense actually. And it's kind of what happened with the doing the dishes and stuff, and it just kind of snowballing. I hadn't really thought about it like that. So
yeah,
that sounds like it might work.
Because if for you, you know, you're exhausted at the end of the day, is that part of your reason why you put it off for Saturday?
Yeah.
And then you get irritated that you put it off for Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, I am going to, this is my bare minimum, you know, and there are some Saturdays where you're like, oh, I have nothing else to do. I think I'm going to deep clean the bathroom this time, like super duper deep clean it. And that happens. But it's like, even when I can't do that, I'm so much better off if I do a quick cleaning of the bathroom and say, I'm going to give myself 20 minutes and I'm going to do the best that I can in 20 minutes. And you're going to be so much better off than if you did nothing, you know, especially if you do that every week or every other week, you know. So it's like, I'm going to do these things, and then knowing that and having kind of a time limit on it is like, by doing a little bit today, I'm shaving 2 minutes off of that time that I was going to spend cleaning bathrooms, or I'm shaving 5 minutes off by doing this. And there's just something about that that motivates you or me to go ahead.
Yeah, no, that would probably work. Actually, it works at work. I think I kind of do that. I'm like, oh, if I do this now, I don't have to do it when I get home. Okay, let's do it now.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And I think part of it is that whole, like, once you've seen the power of take it there now, you're like, oh, take it there now is awesome, because taking it there now means I don't have to take it there later. Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to go ahead and wipe down the bathroom counter now, because then I don't have to do it later. Not that it's not going to get messy again, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah, that would be really, yeah.
This is also coming from someone who is not like, the bathroom has to be absolutely beautiful every second of every day, you know, because I hear from a lot of people too, who are like, I used to, you know, it's helpful to them to kind of put the cleaning on a schedule some way like that, because they otherwise were like constantly feeling like they had to make it perfect, you know, because it's like, yes, I wiped down the bathroom and then there was a little bit of toothpaste splatter or something. And yes, you can go ahead and clean that off, but they felt like they were constantly cleaning. And they're like, okay, I'm going to do the deep clean once a week. And then everything else is, you know, small things. I don't know if I'm making sense there, but.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not me. It just tends to be it's okay. There's only me.
That's me too.
The problem as well. There's only me. So if I don't do something, there's only me impacted and cool.
Yeah. Now I get it.
That can be a little bit of a procrastination tool there of, oh, well, it's only me. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that was, I mean, even during, you know, even though it wasn't only me, but during, you know, lockdown times and stuff, it was like, oh, nobody's coming. Does it matter? And then all of a sudden it was so overwhelming that it was like, oh, it matters, but also we're completely overwhelmed. So yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, I know I've mentioned it on a Kindred Spirits call before, but the cat, decluttering for the cat, it's still working. That's the thing. So when I did the decluttering, he had loads of toys that he never played with. He couldn't get hold of. He didn't bother with. He didn't like. They made the wrong noise. They smelled wrong. I don't know. And I decluttered his toys down and put them in a spot where he can access them. Like, it's a little Kallax cubby in the living room. Mm-hmm. And he plays with them so much more now. And his scratching post so much more now. And he's just like more playful and more sociable now.
Really?
Because he can't hide in as many places. There aren't as many things to hide in.
Oh, that's awesome.
So with more people coming over, he's had more exposure to people, but also he can't hide from them. So he's become more social as well, because my cat has a reputation for not being very nice to people except me.
I have a dog who's that way, so.
Yeah. And it's changed him for the better as well. And it's been, yeah. So I just thought I'd share the impact that it can have on the furry pets that we have.
I love it, because I know there are a lot of people in that same situation, and it's hard to, especially, you know, like children with pets, whatever, you're like, what if I get rid of their very favorite thing, you know? But then in realizing that we're all more satisfied when we don't have as many choice, you know, I mean, it sounds weird to say, but it's true, right?
Yeah. Like,
it's that over stimulation.
Yeah.
So many choices that it just becomes too much. And it's like, oh, wait, I can see this item. I can get to it. I can access it. And it's fun.
Yeah. So I kept the ones I knew he played with and a couple of others. And occasionally I've got some in the cupboard and I switch them over like you would with a child with their toys.
Yeah.
And he just goes nuts and he loves it. So thanks for making Garbage happy.
His name is Garbage.
Yes.
That is the best. Garbage the cat.
Garbage the cat.
I love it. I love it so much. That's so great. Okay. All right. Tell me what you love about being a kindred spirit.
Aside from this and the opportunity to do this, it is the Facebook group. It's so cool. I'm not active on there all the time, but when I go through fits and starts, I'll post and things. But it's also really nice going in and knowing there's a safe space there, whether it's about decluttering and what I'm going through with the house or just really kind people, where if I need to get something off my chest or talk about something, they're there and they're just so supportive. No matter what you're posting about, they're just so kind and supportive and wonderful. And it's really nice to have that space.
Well, it's just a nice reminder there are kind people out there. Because sometimes when you're on social media, you forget that. And you think, wow, the whole world is just crazy. You know, like it's cruel and mean and... and instead it's like, oh, here's a safe place. So
yeah, it's like, it's like a warm blanket when you're on social media. It's just like, you go, oh, I can feel good here.
Yeah.
I can be me here and it's fine and no one's going to judge me. And it's really nice to have that space.
Yeah. I love it. So, thank you so much for doing this. Anything else that we missed?
No, I don't think so. I think that's everything.
I've solved all of your problems.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just kidding.
I'm not.
Well, this is great. This is great. So we'd love to, you know, I'll look forward to seeing you in one of the next Kindred Spirit Zooms. And definitely. I always love hearing about your progress. I remember when you told us about your Christmas party and that was so exciting. And it's been really fun to see just the huge progress that you've made. It's been amazing.
Thanks. I'm
really proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay. I hope you loved that conversation with Emma. Remember that if you would like to know more about being a patron of the show and becoming a kindred spirit, you can go to patreon.com/aslobcomesclean. And I think that's it for this week. And I will talk to y'all later.